No.
No.
Welcome to Hive Grease. I'm your host, Nicole Taylor. This Heritage Radio Network program is brought to you by Hearst Ranch. Hearst Ranch is the nation's largest single source supplier of free range, all natural, grass fed, and grass finished beef. Since 1865, the Hearst family has raised cattle on the rich, sustainable native grasslands of the Central California coast. The result is beef with extraordinary flavor that is as memorable and natural as the surrounding landscape. For more information, go to HearstRanch.com. Every week on Hot Grease, we bring sustainability, local foods, and other forward-thinking schools of culinary thought to the minds and kitchens of everyday folks. Our conversations cover the entire spectrum of food enthusiasts, from renowned culinary masters to moms on a budget. Today, we'll be talking raw food essentials and the dopest segment on HRN, the Hot Five. I'm in L.A., y'all, not Los Angeles, but Little Athens, a.k.a. my hometown, Athens, Georgia. And I thought it would be cool for me to shout out some of my favorite food spots here in Athens and Atlanta before we get into the rest of a fabulous show. So first up, I'm actually on vacation, and I've been here about 3 days, and I'll be in Georgia until Saturday. And on the first day I got here, I went to the Westin Buckhead Hotel, and that's in Atlanta, and the Palm Bar. The cocktails were great, but the $3.50 happy hour appetizers were even better. I absolutely love a hotel bar, and when you mix that with old friends, it's, you know, destined to be a superb evening. So, and if you're in Atlanta, check out the Westin Buckhead Hotel Palm Restaurant Bar. And go from 5 to 7, and you get $3.50 happy hour appetizers, from calamari to crab cakes to chicken fingers. Good stuff. Next on my list of places that I checked out is Leon's Full Service, located in downtown Decatur. This place is so Brooklyn, New York, minus the hipster, and just add a little bit of Southern music. All of their syrups at the bar are house-made. They have the fabulous lug nuts, which are essentially various nuts infused with rosemary and lavender. I felt like I was in Brooklyn when I was there. I was like, uh-oh, we just need some hot music. So Leon's Full Service, located in downtown Decatur. I think it's on the corner of Church and West Ponce de Leon. Third on my list of places I've tried out. It's kind of crazy. I've been here 2-3 days, and it seems like all I've been doing is eating. But I guess that's what you're supposed to do when you're on vacay. Parrish Restaurant. It's in Inman Park, a neighborhood in Atlanta. And I'd read all the buzz about this establishment and decided to pick up a quick dessert in the market/takeout area. Okay. According to one of the owners of Black Tie Barbecue, he's been on the show before, Spencer Humphrey, he told me to check out the house-made Oreo cookie. They did not have that, and I can't even remember what I got. So maybe I'll give them another chance. One thing I did see about them, which was very exciting, and they're all into the good food sustainable movement. They had a big sign on their dumpster in the back talking about how they recycle and what percentage goes where. So that actually made me smile. Wasn't too happy about the desserts, but what they're doing in terms of sustainability had me quite I was excited. And lastly on my list, this is actually a spot in Athens. Actually, before I got on the phone to do this call, I stopped by Weaver D's. We definitely had him on the show before, a recording of him the last time I was in Athens. But my favorite, one of my favorite Athens, Georgia, hole-in-the-wall spot is Taco Stand. The tacos are really not all of that, but it so reminds me of probably what a whole bunch of folks from small towns across the country, particularly small college towns, it just reminds you of just something simple and plain. But more so, I think the reason why I love the Taco Stand is back in the day, I saw Michael Stipe, the band leader of R.E.M., there, and I think I always go there thinking I'm going to see him again. So before I leave Athens, I know for sure that I am going to the Taco Stand. There are actually two locations. There's a downtown location of the Taco Stand. No, three locations. Downtown, there's the east side location, and there is a location right off South Milledge, which is a few miles or maybe a mile from the University of Georgia's campus. So if you're in Georgia, if you're in Athens, check out my quick list of spots, and you'll love them. We are going to take a short break and come back with Raw Food Essentials.
She treats me like a unlocked down like a penitentiary. She spreads her loving all over, and when she gets home, there's none left for me. Summertime, the living's easy. Riding's on the microphone with Ross MG. All the people in the dance will agree that we're well qualified to represent the LBC. Me and Louis, we go.
Welcome back to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. Check out our program schedule and show archives and even our video portraits on heritageradionetwork.com. Our first guest for today is Annie Poit. Quote, Annie's food is inspiring. Her book makes raw cuisine accessible for everyone to enjoy, said Juliana Broatman. On the phone, we have Annie Poy. Annie is one of the nation's premier raw food chefs. Annie, welcome to Hot Grease.
Hi, Nicole. Thank you for having me.
I don't know if I told you, but I'm actually on vacation in Georgia, and I am delighted to have you on the phone. I'm on the phone as well and not in the studio, but I'm glad to have you.
Thank you so much. Georgia must be beautiful. I hope you're having a great vacation.
I am. I love the story in your latest book titled Annie's Raw Food Essentials. You have a great story about your father. Do tell our listeners about your journey to raw food.
Sure. I was raised on a high raw food diet because my father was a raw fooder. But what's sort of funny is, you know, he was from Korea, and so I just thought that the way that he was eating, you know, whole, simple, he was doing a lot of mono dieting too, just eating maybe two red bell peppers, like apples.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was because he was uncultured, because he was from Korea and didn't know how to eat food. And later, as I, you know, grew, got older, and then came back to it, my mom sort of connected to say, oh, that's how your dad used to eat. And that's when I realized, oh, he was actually eating that way for optimal health. He was actually terminally ill, and he surprised all of the doctors because he lived over 10 years longer than anyone expected. So I've
wow.
experienced firsthand how eating whole, fresh, organic ingredients actually can contribute to longevity, extend our lifespan, and improve our immune system and strengthen our overall health.
Wow.
So that was my introduction to raw food.
Wow. What are some basic items that any person should have in their pantry for raw food meals?
It's pretty easy. And a pantry, because it's not refrigerated, it's things that have a longer shelf life. Things like nuts and seeds are really great to have in the pantry, and all different kinds of dried spices and herbs, which most kitchens already have that, you know, like the rosemary and the oregano and the cumin and the coriander and the cinnamon, all that kind of stuff. We have a lot of that. And so maybe, you know, a lot of households already have almonds and cashews and macadamia nuts and pecans and walnuts. So it's really things like of that nature.
I have a question, because I was reading your lovely book, and one of the things that I never have in my pantry are sea vegetables. Could you talk just a little bit about some of the sea vegetables, and where can the listener go and pick up some?
Oh, yes, I love sea vegetables. They're like my favorite. Sea vegetables are basically plants that grow in the ocean. They're high in chlorophyll. So chlorophyll has a lot of protein, because the color green has a lot of protein. And it has a lot of iodine and minerals from the ocean. And so it's a natural source of iodine, which actually works with our thyroid to regulate our metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
And in history, sea vegetables have been prescribed for weight loss treatment. So I just love sea vegetables of all sorts, and they're just super healthy. It's actually an Asian superfood, but they come from all different areas. They come from, like, Ireland, and any sort of ocean coastal country or town has sea vegetables from the ocean. So they're available mostly in natural food stores or in Asian markets, but a lot of the co-ops and natural food stores have sea vegetables, and they'll include things like kelp. Kelp comes in different forms.
Right.
It's like nori is a common one. So Japanese food is really popular, and nori is a black flat paper that wraps the rice when they make rolls. So that's nori. And then there's wakame, which is sort of like a little bit, when you hydrate it, it grows. I guess all the sea vegetables, they come dry, but things like arame, wakame, tajiki, they're all just different types of sea vegetable leaves, plants. And so because they're dry, when you hydrate them, you put them in water, they grow to about four times the size, which makes it makes it very easy to travel with, because they're so light, and then you just hydrate it on the other side when you get to your destination. This is a great way to keep minerals and vitamins in our system.
Would you say that most people are eating raw foods and not realizing it?
Yes. Definitely, because we already eat salads. We love guacamole. We love salsa. Now that it's summertime, we love gazpachos and fruit soups and sorbets, you know, things like that. They're already raw. So we already are enjoying a lot of raw without realizing, like you said.
Honestly, your recipes, I tried a few of the smoothies, are so tasty and definitely not geared towards the person that's identifying themselves as, I eat a raw diet. But it's for the everyday person that's looking for delicious food and drinks. And one of the great chapters is the smoothie and drink chapters. You start with the basic fruit smoothie. You give recipes for that, and you go to watermelon punch and martinis. Do tell about some of the smoothie and drink recipes you have in your book.
Sure. I like you said, I start the reader off with basic recipes, and so the basic concept for me is with the essentials. I wanted to demystify this concept that to be healthy, it has to take a lot of time and it has to cost a lot of money. Well, it's very easy to make a basic fruit smoothie just basically with fruits. If you want it to become creamy, then you can add some nuts to it. But basically, all you have to do is blend fruits with water. This is like one ingredient, fruit, basically. And so if you blend fruits with water, it creates a fruit smoothie. You might want to put some ice in there. If you want it to be sweeter, you could add your favorite sweetener, whether it's, you know, maybe a banana or a date, or whether it's honey or agave syrup or maple syrup. And that's the basic. And then from there, I teach the reader how to add on different things. Like I just said, if you want it to be creamy, you could add a handful of cashews. And the cashews, or even almonds. You know how we can find almond milk in boxes at the food store? Yeah, so if you add some almonds and just blend it, it'll add more creaminess. It'll turn it more white. It'll add more body to it. So that's sort of my goal, to show people how to build onto the basic recipe. And then the combinations are endless, and I have a few smoothie examples and recipes, but really I wanted to enable the reader to create their own endless number of varieties and variations, so they can become their own home chef. And smoothies, I love smoothies because they're a great way to start the day. They're a great way to, you know, drink something when we're really hungry but may not have a lot of time. They make for a great snack. They're colorful and bright. We're going into summer now. A lot of the fruits are local and seasonal right now, like it's berry season. Kids love smoothies. I just find that's a really great way to add more healthy, fresh, whole ingredients into any diet, whether we're, you know, having a big smoothie with a burger and fries or whatever it is. You know,
right.
I just find that if we add that on instead of maybe an ice cream, heavy cream dairy milkshake, it's just that much healthier for us.
Right. So you have another chapter is salads and dressings. Why a whole chapter on salads and dressings? You offer three basic salad, dressing recipes. But what do you say to people that, we don't need that in a book? We have another, I want full-out recipes with entrees. What do you say to that, and why that chapter?
I like to think of my salads and dressings as they can be meals in and of themselves. You know, they're beautiful as like a side to any dish or any other main, but also they really stand on their own as a salad in and of themselves. And so there's such a variation. So the salads are anything from, you know, Asian greens, so it's like the pak choi and the Asian mustard with spice with lemoncini dressing, to, you know, a seaweed and cucumber salad, which is Asian influences again, or something that is, you know, like a green papaya salad. That doesn't even have any greens or lettuce in it. It's just pre-ripened papaya that you shave down. You mix, you grate it, or shred it. Sorry, I can't think of the word. You shred it, and then you toss it in a dressing. So each of those different types of salads have a range in the way that the vegetables are cut, the type of vegetables, the color, the vegetables, the flavor profile. So they're really diverse. It's not just like iceberg lettuce. iceberg lettuce salad or a mixed green salad. They're like really diverse salads. So one is a red cabbage and grapefruit. So that's like a really beautiful orange and red salad. And then a sauerkraut avocado salad is so easy. Salad. We all love taco salads.
Yes.
Yes.
You have done a great job. You have, what, three books, four books about raw food? And you've definitely debunked the myth that raw food equals tasteless food. How are you just inspired to turn that whole myth into, to let people know, hey, this food tastes great, it looks great, it doesn't have to look brown, it doesn't have to look crazy, but raw food is great food?
Because I really believe in it. As I said, the way that I grew up, I saw firsthand the health effects. When I first discovered the gourmet style of raw food in the mid-90s, I immediately noticed the mental clarity and focus that it gave me. It elevated my productivity level so I could get more work done. Several years later, I then realized how if I fueled my body with more fresh, whole, raw food, it would actually fuel my optimal physical performance as an athlete. And so I've actually experienced the benefits of raw food, and I really believe that it can heal, you know, it can heal people, help them feel their best, help them lose their weight, any excess weight, clear up skin, feel and look great so that we get more, the most out of our lives. And because it's helped me so much and my family, I just feel that I'm on a mission to share this information with anybody who's interested in it because otherwise it wouldn't exist out there, right? And my whole mission, too, is to show people how delicious it is because
right.
It has to taste at least as good as the food that they're replacing it with, right? So if it's not as good, then people are going to feel like they're being deprived or tortured, and it shouldn't be like that. The food should be so nurturing, so delicious, and so yummy and fulfilling that they don't want any other food or feel like they're missing out on eating something else. And plus, it's good for the environment. It's like eco-green food. No animals are suffering, you know, so it's all just really good all around.
Totally. So for our listeners who are listening to Hot Grease Live or may listen to the podcast or the archive on Heritage Radio Network, how can we find out more about you and follow you on any social media stuff and your other books? I know your latest book just came out a few months ago, but tell our listeners where to reach you.
Oh, my website is my name. It's anniepyo.com. It's spelled A-N-I-P-H-Y-O.com. And people can also find me on Facebook. I have a fan page. I think my friend page is at its limits. It's just silly. They put a limit, but I have I have a fan page as well on Facebook, so that's a great place to follow me. And then I have a YouTube channel with a bunch of uncooking videos. And then I also have a new e-store for people, like you were asking prior.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, access to sea vegetables or kelp noodles. I love kelp noodles. So these noodles are made out of kelp, which have six calories a serving. And again, it has the iodine and the minerals. And the noodles have no flavor, but it takes on the flavor of whatever sauce you toss it in. So I love kelp noodles. They're my favorite. So we have all that kind of stuff on the website. It's GoSuperLife.com. Because I want to go and live a super life, not just a life that's awesome, but a super life. So
cool.
GoSuperLife.com.
Well,
yeah, so that's where you can find me.
Thank you so much for joining us on Hot Grease. Y'all, if you're listening, check out Raw Food Essentials. Pick it up. It's a great book for anybody. Thank you so much, Ms. Poi, for being on Hot Grease, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Me too. Thank you, Nicole. Enjoy your vacation.
Yeah, thank you.
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. It's sort of a buzz, but back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what happened is the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather
welcome
is
back to Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Nicole Taylor. Hot Grease is produced by Jack Inslee and engineered by Nat Wiener. This program is being sponsored by Hearst Ranch, the nation's largest single-source supplier of free-range, all-natural, grass-fed, and grass-finished beef. Let me give a Southern Girl's hug to Roberta's Restaurant, located at 261 Moore Street in Brooklyn, New York, the location of two sustainable shipping containers known as Heritage Radio Network. You were just listening to Summertime by Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. This song screams vacation, and so today is a perfect day for the Hot Five with Kaylin Sanders from Escape Makers. The Hot Five is a rundown of five things on fire in the good food movement. Influencers, farmers, celebrities, business owners, and chefs dish on their favorites. Kaylin.
Yes.
Welcome to Hot Grease.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
I am so glad that you are joining us to give us the rundown of five sustainable weekend getaway places to go.
Well, great. Thank you so much for having me. We actually shot a webisode series on agritourism over this past year, which we won an Emmy for back in April. So I'm happy to share our five different places that people can go. You let me know, and I'll launch right into them.
So first, before we get into number five, very quickly explain agro agritourism?
Agritourism is basically all the things you can do related to the land. So hiking, biking, any kind of outdoor activity, but also any food that comes from the land. So we cover wineries, you pick farms, basically anything that creates a relationship with getting back to your roots, getting back to the land.
Gotcha. So number five on escapemakers.com, we can get away.
Yes. Well, we ate our way across the state, and we started in the Greater Niagara region, which is the tip of the state, and there's some wonderful U-Pick farms up there, in addition to Cutter's Cheese, which is in Corfu, New York, which is like a cheese lover's paradise. And they actually do a ton of food festivals up there. August 11th through the 22nd in Erie County is the largest, the third largest fair in America, with food demonstrations. And really, I mean, if you want to go to a fair, that's a nice one. That's the beginning of August. We also went to a bunch of different U-Pick farms, like Becker Farms and Brown's Berry Farms. Really great for kids, barnyard adventures. And there's also a wonderful barn quilt trail where you follow patterns on the side of barns, and it takes you past wineries and farm stands and just really beautiful rolling countryside.
Cool. So yeah. Number four on the list.
Okay. Well, we also went to Madison County, which is just south of the Adirondacks. And,
so how many miles is that from New York City?
Well, it's a big county, so we deal in hours. We always say within a day's drive or a train ride of the city. So it's about 3 to 4 hours from the city.
Okay.
And September 17th and 19th, they're actually having a hop fest up in Oneida, which is like brew pairings and a food festival all centered around beer. And when we were up there, we actually got to go visit the Stanton House Bed and Breakfast, which is where the writer of... they have the Oz Festival. Frank L. Baum, the writer of The Wizard of Oz, spent some of his childhood there. It was just amazing. I mean, you really can see where, his inspiration came from. And the innkeeper of the Stanton House uses all local ingredients, ingredients from her garden. She raises chickens. Just a really lovely B&B with a gorgeous view of the rolling country.
We'll have to let Jimmy... he has a show on Heritage Radio Network called The Beer Sessions. We'll have to let him know about that.
Yeah,
that sounds like
yeah.
A great
no, they're
one.
Big on their hops up there.
So number three on the list.
Yeah, well, we also went just south of the Adirondacks, Lewis County. They're very big on dairy. So, for instance, Kraft actually has their headquarters in Lowville, New York, and they have the Cream Cheese Festival every September with the largest cream cheese offerings that you could ever find in America. They do a huge cake and all different types of cream cheese goodies. And we went to the cheese cooperative and tried 11-year-old aged cheddar, which was the most amazing thing in the world, and a chocolate cheese delight, which is great. And they also do, they sell Mercer's wine ice cream. So, for instance, they'll pair cherry Merlot or chocolate Cabernet. So it's like a wine ice cream, which is really cool.
So what do you suggest for a person who wants to go away on the weekend? Should we do Metro North? Do we do Amtrak?
The three that I just mentioned are all really best Amtrak, and then you can either go to Buffalo or Schenectady or Syracuse and pick up like a hybrid rental car from either Enterprise or Hertz Connect is now doing hybrid cars. So we're really, when I started Escape Maker 10 years ago, it was because I didn't have a car. Now it's people are, obviously we're all interested in how to reduce our footprint and how to get where we want to go as quickly as possible, but also, saving the planet while we do so. So, and then the next two I'm talking about actually are off the LIRR and Metro North.
Okay, so number two.
Okay, so.
Escapemakers.com.
You can go to the town of Southampton, which is a very large portion of the southern tip of Long Island. and I should say the northern tip of Long Island, but it's a very big area. And we actually stopped in at Inn Spot on the Bay. There's a fish market right next to it. We literally walked our flounder over to Inn Spot on the Bay, and she cooked it for dinner for us.
Wow.
With this amazing wraparound veranda with a gorgeous view of the sunset. There are so many food festivals out there from now and through November. You can check their event calendar and just hop on the Long Island Railroad and, you know, bring your produce back that night. So just really beautiful. Now, of course, you know, you have the fishing and the seafood, but they really do have amazing farmers markets, and it's very easy to get to.
And the last LIRR travel, a way to travel spot.
Well, this would actually be Metro North,
which goes out of Grand Central.
Yeah. We've traveled to Dutchess County, which is only about an hour and a half to 2 hours out of the city. And I'm sure most of your listeners are familiar with Culinary Institute of America, which is, you know, right in there in Hyde Park. But they also have Locust Grove, which is a historic estate. And they do something called Sunset Sensations, where they bring in guest chefs. They use ingredients from the gardens of the estate. And you have these beautiful hors d'oeuvre and wine pairings at sunset. And the next one is actually coming up on August 12th.
Okay.
So that's a really fun thing to do.
So we have listeners, of course, a majority of our listeners are listening from New York City. We definitely have folks that are on the West Coast, people that are in Georgia, basically all over the country that listen to Hot Grease. Would you recommend some of these spots if folks are coming into New York for the weekend and they want to get out of the city?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a lot of times people come to New York and they do all the touristy things, but that's what we do at EscapeMaker.com. We suggest things that are within a day's drive or train ride of the city that are different, things that you can get to fairly easily and just see what's kind of in our own backyard.
And speaking of backyards, you are doing a fabulous event coming up.
Yes.
Is it this year or 2011?
No, it's 2011. I'm so excited about this. I've been wanting to do this for 10 years. We are throwing a local escapes and green getaways travel show at One Hanson Place, which is where the Brooklyn Flea is in the old Williamsburg Savings Bank. That's going to be on April 23rd, 2011. And if your users want to subscribe to our newsletter, we'll have more details coming up because it is a little far away. But we'll have a farmer's market in the vault with local local cheese producers, a wine tasting, and then we'll have all the getaway destinations represented on the upper floor.
Very exciting.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
really, really cool. Well, I want to thank you for joining us on Hot Grease. You're going to have to come in from time to time, especially in the wintertime when everyone hates New York, so you can give us some tips on what to do.
I would love to. There is so much to do.
Yeah, definitely come back on Hot Grease. Thank you again.
Great.
And listeners, if they want to check you out, they can go to EscapeMakers.com, right?
Yes, that's correct. Either the singular or the plural will work.
Oh,
Escapemaker or Escape Makers.
Very good. Thank you so much, and we look forward to talking to you soon, Kaylin.
Thanks, Nicole.
Mm-hmm. Listeners, thank you again for listening to Hot Grease. We made it through my first phone show. Join me every Monday. I'll be back in the studio Monday at 3:30 on Heritage Radio Network. Until then, always take the road less traveled.